A group of Mattis Memorial High Schoolers spent a month organizing a teach-in against a possible U.S. invasion of Iraq. But school administration officials postponed the event after conservatives complained about the forum being one-sided. School district spokesperson Joe Quick says the event violated school rules requiring even-handed treatment of controversial issues. It was to occur during school hours. In addition, he says some social studies classes had to attend.
Given the board policy, we needed to postpone the event and ensure that there would be balance in the program.
Conservative students at Memorial High found balance by recruiting UW history professor John Sharpless to speak at Friday's rescheduled war forum. The former Republican congressional candidate says while he is not pro-war, he believes the threat of U.S. force has prompted Iraq to allow weapons inspections.
Many people in America that understand Saddam Hussein is a very serious threat. Because of his background, because of the environment he's in, because of the sort of man he is, he doesn't understand anything other than the threat of violence.
Progressive magazine editor Matt Rothschild will be countering that argument. He contends a U.S. invasion would inflame terrorists even more, jeopardize U.S. soldiers, and kill innocent Iraqis, not to mention shake up an already volatile situation in the Mideast. As for the local controversy over the school teach-in, Rothschild says the superintendent should not have postponed the event under pressure from talk show hosts and other conservatives. He says it sends students the wrong message.
Look at your First Amendment rights. They aren't inviolate, but they can be taken away real easily. It teaches them that, you know, when you're pressured or being bullied, people in power all of a sudden clam up. And it may teach them, and this would be the worst lesson of all, that rather than getting involved in world problems, it's just too much trouble, so why bother?
The Madison School Board will meet next week to talk about presentation of controversial issues while maintaining students' ability to speak freely. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.